It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, sometimes I think we just take God for granted, and we look around us today and we see what's going on, and our attitude sometimes is, well, it's God's will. Well, let me remind you that it's not God's perfect will when things are going wrong. His perfect will is going to be seen in eternity. And of course, when he is in the millennium, when people are there, his perfect will be done. And people will pay the cost at that point. Human beings will pay the cost of not listening to the Lord. Now, in eternity, everyone is going to be sinless. And I'm talking about human beings. And that's hard for us to understand because we're still in this body. And things are not just exactly the way that they should be. And this is not God's perfect will, the way things go all the time. And we just need to understand that. You know, we have a tendency to say, well, what will be, will be. Well, we're taking God for granted, I believe, when we say that. It's not his perfect will at all times when we see things happening. And you and I need to be aware of that. And don't take God for granted, but let him have his way. And we just need to pray, thy kingdom come. And then after his kingdom has come, then we look for the what's called new eternity or eternity future. And it's not new, of course, because the fact is that eternity always has been. But for us, human beings, it's eternity future. And that's going to be dispensation number 9. Well, we've looked at somewhat of this, and we've studied some of it. And last time, we talked about, will there be humans on the earth? Of course, the answer is yes, because God promised it. He promised it to Abraham that the Jewish people, the Israelites, would have a land that would extend for a certain period of time over a certain land that he would give them. And he promised that land then, but it's never come to pass. So it will come to pass that they will have the land that God has promised. He made this promise to Abraham, and that promise was reinforced to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. In Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7 through 13, it says, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt." Remember, God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt after about 400 years. And he said, I'm making a new covenant with Israel. And that's what he's speaking of here, as he made with Abraham, he made with Jacob, how that one day they would have the land that was promised to them. Let me read that verse again now, and we'll keep reading here in Hebrews chapter 8. Starting with verse 9, it says, "Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord." He's saying here that the covenant that he had made with the children of Israel was a conditional covenant, that they had to do certain things in order for certain things to happen that God promised would happen if they kept their word, if they did what they were supposed to do. Well, he's saying here in Hebrews chapter 8 that the covenant that he had made with Jacob and Abraham, that covenant was an unconditional covenant. It was not conditioned upon man. It was conditioned upon God. And we know that God does not go back on his word. We keep reading in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. It says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. They shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, A new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. In other words, he's made a covenant, an unconditional covenant with the people of Israel. This is the true Israel, the Jewish people. He has made a covenant with Abraham, Jacob. He made that covenant unconditionally that the Jewish people would have a land, a certain amount of land that would be theirs forever. And that's another reason that we know that there will be people on this earth during eternity, because he did not promise the land to spirit beings. He promised the land to human beings, to the Israelites. And by way of, I don't want to use the term a byproduct, but let's say this, that not only will the Jewish people be blessed in eternity future, but so will other humans who are not of the Israelites. They are not Jewish people. They will be kings of the earth. There will be nations. There will be people other than the Jewish people present upon this earth. So we would say that people will be blessed because God had made a covenant with Abraham, Jacob, and so forth. Now, this was an unconditional covenant. I keep saying that, and we need to understand that. No matter what man would do, God made the covenant. He's the one that enforces it. Man cannot do away with the covenant that God made with Israel. Isaiah 66 and verse 22 says this, For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Well, unlike the present heavens and earth, remember there's three heavens, God's abode, and then we see the atmosphere above us, and then we see the stars in the heavens. That's a second heaven, and then the third heaven is considered God's abode. Well, unlike the present heavens and earth, which will pass away, and I remind you again, it's not God's heaven that's going to pass away. It's the first heaven, the second heaven. They will pass away. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, and that literally means are passing away. It's getting older and older. Under the law of entropic, it's called decay. Everything is decaying right now. A measure of the disorder that exists in a system, in other words, of the new heaven, heavens and new earth will remain new eternally. There will be no decay or death in that world, eternity, future. That's another reason this earth is going to be changed. It's going to be made new. Is because there's not going to be any decaying. That's because there's no sin. Sin not only causes decay of the human body right now, it's causing the decay of this earth. You remember, Paul said that the whole world groans right now, waiting to wit the redemption. And he goes on to say, so do we. We're waiting for the redemption of our bodies. Well, God says that redemption of the world is going to take place. The groaning is going to go away. In other words, the whole creation groans, waiting for the time when the earth will be made new and there will be no more sin. Nothing is going to mar eternity future. Well, God also made a promise to David. And we read this in 2 Samuel chapter 7, starting with verse 12. And we're going to read down through verse 16. But notice what he says here, reading with verse 12 of 2 Samuel 7. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him, and with the rod of men, or with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul. Now, he's speaking of Solomon here. He's saying that he's what Solomon's going to do and what he's going to do for Solomon. He says, I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. Thine house, thy kingdom, notice this now, shall be established forever before thee. God told David this, that thy house shall be established forever. So not only did God make a promise to Abraham and Jacob, he made a promise to David. He said, your house is going to be forever. Thy throne shall be established forever. There's not going to be an end. For that to happen, there has to be an earth. So there will be a new earth. People will dwell on this earth. Now it'll be new. It'll be changed. All sin is gone. 2 Samuel 23 and verse 5 says this, although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. This is the Davidic covenant. He says he's made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he made it not to grow. Well, in other words, it's not going to change. He says it's there. This is the Davidic covenant. It's there. It's not going to change. There's nothing that anyone can do to change the covenant that God made with Abraham, Jacob, and with David. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, I remind you that as we study the Word of God, we find out that Jesus Christ was from David. In other words, he is the king. Jesus Christ is the king. He was in the kingdom line, the lineage of David. And once again, he's not only the Savior, he's the king. And he's going to rule forever and forever. There's not going to be an end of his reign. So therefore, there has to be a new heaven and a new earth. Now, once again, the new heaven is speaking of the first and the second heaven, not the third heaven of God's abode, but Jesus Christ will be on this earth. And this is something, not only will there be human beings on this earth during the time of the new eternity, of eternity future, we'll be there. We'll have our new bodies and we'll be experiencing all of this. We'll see all of this personally as it comes to pass. As you're listening to me now, I believe you're going to remember this, and you're going to remember the Word of God that I've been reading, and you're going to say, that's what it was all about. I'm here, and I'm seeing all of this, and we need to be excited today because Jesus Christ has saved us. That is, those of us who have trusted Him, we need to be excited because Jesus is our God. Jesus is our Savior, and we're going to be with Him, and I pray even so. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. I want to see you as soon as possible.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.